going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Sports Radio 929 The Game and 929thegame.com. Sam Crenshaw with you on this morning. We're still looking for Greg, but he's not here. But you know what? It's time to talk Masters. Down the road at Augusta, they're getting set to start the third round of the 2025 Masters Tournament. It has been a magnificent show so far this week. The weather has cooperated, and the man who's had an eye on it for 40 years now. We're not trying to make him feel old, but he's a guy that I've known and always enjoy when I get a chance to go to Augusta for the tournament. It's John Patrick, and he joins us now, the host of the Augusta Golf Show. John, good morning to you.
Sam, it is great to hear your voice. How are you?
It is great to hear your voice this time of year. And I know, well, you're this way all the time, though, all year round, especially when we're talking golf in Augusta. But this tournament this week, talk a little about what it means to have this tournament, especially in light of what the community and the course went through when the storm came through. I think that's what a lot of people were concerned to see, just how the place would look.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Yeah, there was some challenges early on. They kept the course. The hurricane struck about two weeks before the club was supposed to open. So the delay was about 5 weeks before they opened up the club for members. And even when they opened up the club for members, there was still some damage on the 16th green. They had three trees fall on that green. So if you had the pleasure of playing the golf course early on, then you played 17 holes because 16 was closed. It took them a while. It probably took them a couple of months to get 16 back and being playable. They have a way of doing things quickly out there.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do. There is. If you have been out there for a long time consistently, then you do see the difference. If you're out there for the first time, or if you're out there, you know, for the second or third time, I don't know that you can tell. But those that have been out there for a very long time, I think the most telling part is there used to be three trees behind the 15th green, and now there's one. If you stand on the sixth tee, and I apologize for folks who haven't been there, but if you stand on the sixth tee and you're looking down at the sixth green, the 16th green, the 17th fairway sort of thing, that vista has opened up a lot for folks who have been there before.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. There have been some, and there are always subtle reconfigurations that take place there, but this was something you figure would be a little more dramatic that people would see. And I knew that you had an eye, a critical eye, going out there to see this week. But thoughts about what you've seen so far this week in this tournament, and you know, with Justin Rose being there today, this leaderboard looks, you know, poised for some great theater, as the Lake Franciscanian used to always call it.
Yeah, it's a great leaderboard. I do think that Justin was a little scruffy yesterday, not quite as buttoned up as he was on Thursday. And I don't know how that'll transfer to today. You know, the thing that's going to be tough on Justin is this'll, you know, he's going into his third day of leading this golf tournament. It's got to weigh on him at some point, you would think, let alone the folks who are chasing him. He's got a pretty good group behind him coming after him. But you know, he's done this before. He's got a major championship, although it was 11 years ago. And he's experienced around this place. And even though this new crop of player gets themselves acclimated to that place quicker than a previous generation might, experience still matters out there. And I think that'll be something to look for with Justin today.
We'll watch for him, folks. We're spending time on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Pleased to be joined with the host of the Augusta Golf Show, John Patrick. And you can follow him. He is social. You can follow him on IG at @the_Augusta_golf_show. My goodness. Disappointments for me. Fred Couples had a remarkable first round. And then the 77 yesterday. Was pulling for him. So Bernhard Langer yesterday, I know a lot of people were pulling for him to make the cut in his final Masters appearance. A lot of emotional things taking place there. And then we have the amateur who relieves himself on the course. We've had everything this week down there, John. You know, a lot of things to keep you going.
Well, I don't know that we've had everything, but we've had a lot. The Bernhard thing. What I heard about the Bernhard thing is he was playing so well and then, you know, hit that double bogey on 15 and then had to work hard to make the cut. And those who watched that putt just hit the right side of the lip there on 18. Had it fallen, it would have gone in. But, you know, I guess it's the uncertainty of that sort of thing. You know, the crowd wanted to see him get it. And the crowd also wanted to pay their respects. That's a little different than when they come up 18 on Sunday and you know you're getting the full due, especially from the size of the crowd waiting around 18 on Sunday. So it would have been better, obviously, he had made the putt. And then Freddie just loves the place. Freddie just loves the place. And there are so many players in the history of this golf tournament that when they get on those grounds, when they get on that campus, something, they, you know, they're 30 again.
Right.
And Freddie's the epitome of that. He just loves that whole atmosphere, that whole aura, and it shows in his game.
Absolutely, absolutely. A past Masters champion. And that leads me to a question about someone you spent some time with this week, Jim Nance. I recall when Jim Nance received the assignment of Butler Cabin replacing Brent Musburger, and you and I both were in Augusta there during that time. And I asked him, I said, would you trade places with Fred Couples? Because they were teammates at Houston. And it was different this week because Jim Nance was watching the Houston basketball team. He had the delay coming into Augusta to start his work because the basketball team was around. You had a chance to be at an event with him, and you were recognized as well. Congratulations to you. But thoughts about that evening?
Oh, it was fun. It's always good to see Jim. You know, the thing I always try to tell people about Jim is, you know, he at times can come off, you know, very emotional, very sentimental, and very touched by things that are happening in front of him, whether it's on a golf course or maybe it's even a football game. But that's the way Jim is. He's very sentimental. I apologize, Sam. It's been a long week. but that's to his core. That's just who Jim Nance is. He loves this place. I've never gotten what I think is a satisfactory answer as to why, because I don't know that he can articulate why. I feel that. You don't know. You just know somewhere at some point it got down into your DNA and into your bones, and you can't wait to be back on the grounds.
And that's something that he truly treasures. But let's talk about you. You got a recognition proclamation. I see you got also a recognition by the Augusta National. And your name goes along sets of people that I've known, especially Charles Moody, who I worked along with at WRDW. What does it mean to you to have been a part of this event for the time that you have there in Augusta?
You know, Sam, I said at the Golf Writers Dinner, I grew up wanting to be a disc jockey. They put a radio station in a mall in my hometown of Norfolk, Virginia. And I watched those guys play records and intro records. And I can't tell you why that's what I wanted to do, but it's the only thing I ever wanted to do. In my soul, I'm a disc jockey. And then to find myself standing in front of the Golf Writers as a member of the Golf Writers Association, picking up an award for covering the Masters for 40 years, it's quite the journey, quite the unbelievable journey. I'm not really sure how I got here. I just know you just keep putting one foot in front of the other, and you just do the best job that you can. I was blessed to start covering the Masters at 27 years old. I kind of stumbled into it, and it kept going, and it kept going. And even in times when it was wondering if I would do it, I was asked to do it because I had done it so many times in the past, and that was very gratifying. And here we are in 2025, 40 years later. It's, you know, to be on that wall, you mentioned that wall. Furman Bisher is on that wall. There's only 36 people on the wall, most of them writers, right, who have covered the Masters. I went in this year with a fellow by the name of David Cannon, who became the first photographer to get on that wall. So it's very gratifying. Also here, you mentioned Charlie Moody. God, what an incredible man.
Yeah.
I'm the third local on that wall. So we've got someone from television in Charlie. Mm-hmm. We've got someone from the newspaper, David Weston, and someone from radio.
And I'm happy that I can say I've worked alongside and worked with all three of you. It's remarkable. Talk about the place, John, because for someone who goes there for the first time, it looks like a place where time stands still. It has that look, but you and I both know some things have evolved, starting with what we got to see last week and last weekend. You are now in the third incarnation of the media building. That has changed drastically from what it was. So while it has that look of a place that's, you know, stuck in another time zone, it is moving forward.
Oh, it moves forward. It moves forward. It has moved forward a lot in the last 15 years. You know, if you live here, and you'll understand this, Sam, you know, I've heard chairmen say things and words that I never thought I'd hear them say. The mm-hmm. Patch, Augusta University, Wrightsboro Road. The last two chairmen have seemingly gone out of their way to bring this club into sort of this neighborly kind of feel. It is a neighbor. It does, you know, when we suffer, it has suffered. When we have, you know, had successes, they've had successes. And through the first 25, 30 years of covering that golf tournament, it was very insular. Everything they talked about had to do with something they were doing, or they were kind of pushing you away from something that you wanted to find out about them. They're still a private club. There are still things they don't talk about. But what they've done, especially over the last 10 years, has been unbelievable for this community, and it will continue. And the announcement this week about the Patch and Tiger Woods' participation is just another step in that direction. And what's interesting, Sam, it's hard to explain to someone who doesn't live here. You know, they don't think about next year. They're 10 years in the future. They've got a long-range plan, and when that long-range plan gets executed, another long-range plan is in place. And we don't know You know, as a members of this community, we don't know what they have in mind. Heretofore, everything they've done has made this community better, and I can only imagine that's the way it will go.
Obviously, and whatever it is, you'll be there to let us know about it, because that's what you do. We appreciate you getting ready to go on the air. You got your show coming up in just a few minutes. I appreciate you so much spending some time with us this morning. I look forward to joining you again next year down at Augusta. I haven't been down for the tournament in a number of years, but I look forward to doing that. And so good talking with you. Thanks so much for the time, and enjoy the next couple of days.
Sam, it's great to hear you. I hope you do get back down here. Thank you.
All right. That is John Patrick, host of the Augusta Golf Show.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know, I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.